Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Claudie Muniai is an educational psychologist. She joins us this morning. A very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing? And a very good morning to the listeners.
I am doing really well. Let's start off with what we eat. Does the food that we eat play an important part? And I know that we've just had a whole lot of Jewish holidays, and we've overeaten, we've overdrunk, we haven't exercised, and by the end of yesterday, I thought I was going to slip into a coma. I couldn't communicate. My brain was, it was just all too much. Does that impact on us, food and exercise?
Oh, definitely, Howard. What we eat, what we put inside has a very, very big impact on who we are and how we keep our state of health. So it's a matter of feeding the cells of the body.
Right.
It's a matter of ensuring that the body gets the needed energy and the needed nutrients in order for us to keep going. So often a time we concentrate a lot on the matter of fact that, junk, to feed the drive of the need for, fulfilling whatsoever desire that one has at that point in time. And we forget that actually as I consume food, I am feeding the body for the body to grow, for the body to function at its optimum level.
So it's very tempting, because I know that when I'm exhausted, the first thing that you do is you land up eating something with high energy, but in fact it isn't what we need to feed us. What should we be doing?
It's important, Howard, to keep in mind that in as much as we are now having food that will give us a boost right now, one would need to keep in mind that that is short-lived. When we are now feeding the right nutrients for our body, the right vitamins, the body is able now to sustain the energy, to sustain the good health state that is needed. So the kind of food that we eat that we are driven to want to have, things like sugar, salt, that is always an indication often of the kind of mental state that we are at that point in time.
That's interesting.
So if I am not feeling quite well, what is it that my body or my mind states and says that, okay, this is what you need, Claudie, as a fix? So now food becomes a fix, or also from something like a drug, just as a fix to make me feel much more better for now, or to make me feel okay. And sadly, and as a woman, I'm to say this, that we women are often at a disadvantage with that, because with the cycles that we are going through, one find that, oh, I'm not feeling okay today, I'm feeling down because of the cycle.
Right.
And that is why our bodies, our mind, we are driven. I'm driven to binge. I'm driven to eat sugar. I'm driven to eat salty stuff. I'm driven to just mix it all together, because I'm not understanding my emotions. I'm not understanding what I'm feeling. I'm not having a better understanding of what it is that I'm going through.
How do we start to separate our emotions from what we are driven to eat at that time? How do we do that? What is that process?
Well, in terms of improving wellness, we need to be aware that our well-being is embedded in not just the psyche and not just the physical, but there are other emotional factors, there are other social factors that we need to know that these facets are interrelated and are at a constant interplay with one another. All right? And therefore have an impact on one another. So one needs to be aware also, in the sense that that needs to be aware of or know when they are upset, or have a better understanding of their feelings. When you are upset, for example, But often at times we are not really aware of exactly what we are feeling. So I know that I'm upset. I know that I'm angry, but what is it that I'm feeling? What am I feeling at that point in time? Can I name that feeling? Because not knowing makes it difficult to address.
Right. And then we try and just address it with food because that's just the easiest thing to do is just to feed that emotion instead of actually understanding what it is.
We just feed that emotion. Mm. Yeah, you just feed that emotion because I don't understand what is it that I'm feeling? What is it that I'm going through? And the brain says, oh, I have, a solution for that. There's that ice cream in the fridge that can make it better.
Is this, is this, are we socialized to do this, because we teach our kids, oh, shame, you fell, here's a smarty. Or is this something that, you've hurt yourself. This will definitely make you feel better. We all do that as parents. But is that where it comes from? Or is there an inherent link between our emotions and our consumption?
My goodness, Howard, you're touching on two things that are very important. It's not just a matter of socialization.
Oh, okay.
But it's also a matter of how and what I think of myself in terms of solving the issues that I have at hand. So with socialization comes conditioning, and I think we spoke about that we are conditioned and trained to behave in certain ways. So therefore you are correct that if I now solve my child's problems by just giving a sweetie for the child to feel better, in adulthood that also takes a play.
Right.
But however, when I'm talking about how and what I think of myself, my psyche, my unconscious or subconscious part of me has a way of solving certain problems in the way that I think of myself. So if I think of myself that I'm not deserving of something that is better or higher, so my subconscious will always give me whatever that is basic to solve the solutions in my life.
Almost like you're undeserving of anything more than that.
Yes, yes. So there's what we call the RAS, the reticular system, which now helps us to function at whatsoever level that I have trained myself to think of myself as. So if I think myself as an individual that does not deserve better or good health or be in a position of being fit, therefore, any decision that I make towards being fit and healthy will not work. I'll try to go to gym, but I will lose the interest.
Right. You almost sabotage yourself because you're not worthy of it.
There we go.